Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a great career. And just imagine if he didn't get his knee ripped in half at a young age. I mean, first of all, what that Bengals team may have done. And I believe that was Kimo von Olhoffen who rolled into him. But he recreated himself, a technician with the football mechanically, and one of the really respected quarterbacks of our time. I don't know anybody that doesn't like Carson Palmer. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Carson, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for that very kind introduction. That was nice of you. I appreciate that.
You earned it, brother. Hey, we don't give away false or non-earned platitudes on this show. You earned it, Carson. Great career, man.
Yeah, 14 years in the dance. And, you know, what have you been doing in retirement? I know it's always you get to a moment where, I don't know, the game is passed you by. You don't want to do it anymore. Health, whatever it may be. And you walk away from it. I see you're working with this company, Level Select, which is a CBD sports cream, which is very interesting because it's a space I think a lot of athletes are trending towards. But what's keeping you most busy post-NFL career? You had a long one.
Yeah, aside from my four kids, a lot. I mean, I've got four young kids under the age of 10, so that takes up a really good chunk. I'm doing a handful of things. I'm really trying to get into the development side of real estate and doing a handful of things in that. But, I'm also working with FedEx a little bit on the FedEx Air and Ground winner for the year. So I've been, and now I'm working with Level Select, like you said, a CBD cream that has really changed my life and made a lot of the things I like to do, a lot of outdoor activities that I like to do. It's made them way more bearable and helped me sleep at night for sure. But I've just really been trying to figure out what's next. I'm not in a rush to move into the next career that I do end up choosing. I'm trying to just learn as much as I can and figure out what I'm passionate about and what I want to work as hard at as I did football. So I've been busy enough outside my four kids, but really just trying to enjoy life and figure out what's next.
Yeah, no, that's a smart way to go about it. You played quarterback, so you can, you know, put this in quotes, afford to chill for a little bit. But Carson, let me stick with Level Select for a second because we're starting to see cannabis-based products, and I'm talking obviously CBD, but also THC-based marijuana and things of that nature, become more, I think, accepted around the country, certainly used by athletes. I mean, Chris Long retired earlier this year, and he's like, yeah, I smoked weed after every game. How long until the NFL comes current with this, what I believe is a treatment for some of the issues that we as athletes faced while we were playing?
It's right around the corner, and it's a medicine. CBD has nothing to do with marijuana. CBD is a hemp-based product.
Yep.
There is no psychedelic effect from it. It is purely medicinal. It's something. It's a cream that I use. There's also a roll-on applicator for my knee.
Did we lose Carson?
My elbow and my hip.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Cut out for a sec. Keep going, Carson. You good?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was just saying. Level Select product has nothing to do with marijuana. This is strictly a hemp product. There are no drugs. This is not a drug. This is strictly a medicine. It's something that I use. It's something that it's in every locker room right now. MLS, MLB, this is an alternative to the opioids. And I've been through surgeries. I'm sure you guys have too. And the first thing you do when you come out of a surgery is you're prescribed painkillers and opioids. And now, at least in the NFL, the trend is to avoid opioids as much as possible, as much as you can. And this is such a great alternative. Level Select has three different levels, from extremely high strength, 1,200 milligrams of CBD, which is what I use, to level one, which is what, you know, my wife uses on her knee. She likes to work out. Something she uses. She doesn't need the extra strength, the heavy strength that I do, being a bigger, more active guy.
Yep.
So this is a great alternative. It helps me sleep at night. I have hip issues that I'll roll around in bed all night, not being able to fall asleep in pain. It's something I put on my hip every night. It's something at some point I'm going to have my hip replaced. I have an arthritic hip.
Oh, don't say
that. And I just don't want to do it right now. I don't want to have surgery right now. I'd rather just deal with a little bit of pain that I have with level select and still be able to go out and golf and do all the things I like doing.
Yeah, the hip is no joke. I mean, you start messing around with the hip. I mean, that mm-hmm. while it's obviously a very high success rate, that's still, I mean, that's a life changer right there.
Yeah,
so
is.
Keep kicking that down the road as much as you can. Carson Palmer's with us here. 14 years in the NFL, 300-plus touchdown passes, three Pro Bowls as well. You know, and let's get into some of the quarterback play now. I know you watch football, obviously. You watch college. You watch the NFL. Your three former teams, the Bengals are trying to basically reboot with mm-hmm. a new coach. The Raiders are trying to get things going, and seemingly they are. Arizona with Kyler Murray, which right now, let's start with Kyler Murray. Boy, he's the exact opposite of you. You were big, strong, and in the pocket. He's small, fast, and out of the pocket. Is that sustainable? Can you see him playing 12, 13, 14 years like you did?
You know, I think it is. And I think the main reason is you don't see him getting lit up and hit. He's really, really agile. He's really quick. He does a really good job of sliding. I think that might have something to do with his baseball background, but he's so quick to avoid the hits. You just don't see him getting blown up and taking the big shots that you see from Lamar Jackson and Cam Newton and some of these other guys that have gotten outside the pocket and just taken a beating. I've yet to see him take, you know, a hit where you kind of gasp at. He's taken some sacks, and he's still trying to figure out, you know, how long he can hold on to the ball and how long, you know, how much yardage he can pick up with his feet before he does slide or get out of bounds. So I think it is sustainable, just like it's been sustainable for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson just doesn't take those big open field hits that you're seeing Lamar Jackson and some other guys take.
Yeah.
They're really, really slippery and really do a great job of maneuvering their bodies so they don't take those head-on shots, and they're doing a good job of getting down and getting out of bounds.
Yeah, Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson, you're just alluding to, both baseball backgrounds. I mean, there's something mm-hmm. to it. You got to slide quick when you're on the diamond, and it works when you're on the football field as well. You know, Carson, this transition that's starting to happen at quarterback, I mean, it's real. I mean, guys like yourself and Big Ben is hurt now. Obviously, Drew Brees is hurt as well. And some of these younger players, more athletic players are coming into the game. And I wonder if you think that the position is evolving, right? It's more quick hitters. It's more one reads. It's more if you don't have it, you know, take off and run. Try to protect yourself. But we saw with Josh Allen,
mm-hmm.
it can be dangerous. He got knocked out of a game.
Mason Rudolph just got popped.
He got popped. I mean, it feels like this transition is happens because of age, right? Guys get to get old. And a younger generation comes in, but they're not as pocket savvy as the old generation was. Is that good or bad for this position?
Well, I think it's neither. I just think it's a little bit of a fad. Not quite as much of a fad as the Wildcat was years back. But I mean, you're getting guys in position outside the pocket that puts your franchise in jeopardy. I mean, I was just talking about Lamar Jackson. If something happens to Lamar Jackson, that season for Baltimore probably ends up around 500.
Yeah.
And you're seeing him take these hits, and you're seeing, you know, Deshaun Watson get absolutely lit up outside the pocket. And he's making great plays with his feet and making first downs and getting the end zone with his feet. And he's taking these hits. I still believe that today's game and tomorrow's game, it has to be won from inside the pocket. At some point in the game, you're going to have to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball accurately downfield. And the stuff where you run around for, you know, a 12-yard gain on third and 10, that stuff is great. But that stuff puts your organization in jeopardy. And, I mean, you look at Cam Newton right now. He's your franchise quarterback, and those hits take a toll.
Yep.
You know, you look at Roethlisberger and all the hits that he's taken throughout his career. Maybe it's not directly on his elbow, but maybe, you know, all those hits and those late hits that he held on the ball, and then got rid of it, maybe that has some sort of adverse effect on that elbow because he didn't have the same hip movement or the same flexibility to get the ball out. So the more hits you take and getting outside the pocket, it's fun to watch, and it's great for us as fans, and it's electric. But there's a reason Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl staying near every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, going on, you know, 20 years, it seems like he gets the Super Bowl half of his career, and he's done that inside the pocket. So I think that the young game and the new game, it's fun, and it's electric, and it's exciting, but at some point, you got to be able to stand in the pocket and take some hits and deliver the ball accurately down the field.
You know, Carson, I love asking. I didn't ask Kurt Warner. We had Kurt on yesterday. I meant mm-hmm. to ask him this, and I forgot. I usually like to ask some of the better, older, or former quarterbacks their opinion on this. Not the GOAT thing, the whole GOAT debate, because it's Brady. I mean, if you look at the resume, I mean, it was Brady versus Montana. For that got stale. I don't want to ask you that, but I want to ask you, Carson Palmer, who do you think is the most talented quarterback that you've ever seen?
Oh, man. I mean, currently, probably Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick's obviously extremely talented, but I think with my own eyes, the most talented quarterback I've ever seen that just doesn't get his just due, and is somebody that probably a lot of people wouldn't put at the top of their list, but Matthew Stafford.
Wow.
I mean, I think Matthew Stafford has more talent than most of the quarterbacks in the league, you know, not named Aaron Rodgers and Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays for Detroit. You know, the quarterback position is so circumstantial. It's so based on the organization. If you play for a good organization, you're going to have a very, very successful career. If you play for a bad organization, you're always going to be, you know, in some sort of, you know, it's turnover and change and firing coaches and firing GMs. But Matthew Stafford has played for Detroit for too long, and nobody knows he's as good as he is because they don't play him on Monday Night Football multiple times a year. They don't play a bunch on Sunday Night Football. They're just an organization that's been trying to kind of find their way throughout his career and Barry Sanders' career and Calvin Johnson's career. But as far as talent's concerned,
Eric Kippel's career, keep going back to the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. But as far as talent, I mean, he's got more arm talent than 95% of the league. Huh. He's got great feet. He's mobile. He's really smart. He's extremely tough. But nobody knows about it because he plays for the Lions.
It's really interesting. Carson Palmer's with us here on the show.
I wouldn't have thought of that one. But you know, before we let you go, Carson, I got to ask you about your USC Trojans. 3-2 on the season. They're taking on, actually traveling to South Bend to play Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. It's going to be a tough one. Where do you see the state of this program? And is it time for a new helm, someone at the helm? Obviously, the athletic director stepped down. Clay Helton's job is a little bit in jeopardy. Where do you see your alma mater right now?
Yeah, you know, it's been a mess. It's been a mess from the top, you know, the top of the school to all the way, and it's filtered all the way through the sports programs. You know, I do see them making a change at some point, especially with all the rumors swirling about Urban Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to hire Urban Meyer because there have been some issues that have come up in his past, and USC is trying to get away from all of that with all the turnover and all the bad stuff and bad press and bad things that have been happening around the university. But man, when you have a chance to get an Urban Meyer, that's a tough one to turn down. I mean, his resume speaks for itself. Everywhere he goes, he wins, and he wins national championships. And USC is desperate to get back to those winning days. And it wasn't that long ago. Now it seems like it was so long ago, the Pete Carroll era and all the great players and great teams that have come through over the last 15 years. You know, it just seems like it was so long ago. And I know the school is desperate to get back to those winning ways. And I know alumni is desperate. So, you know, I would not be surprised if we saw a change at the end of the year.
Carson Palmer, 14 years, over 300 touchdowns, three-time Pro Bowler. And good conversation, Carson. Really nice having you on the show. And again, congrats on a terrific career, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, fellas. Great to catch up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.